I moved towards the rose garden. Egon ran after me. Together, we went into the enclosure of tall yew hedges. Their height and thickness intensified the scent of the old-fashioned blooms. We sat on the stone seat. We were within a perfect circle. "This is magical," Egon said. "Pure luxury," I said. The colour range of the roses created a luscious, sensual profligacy. The heat, the scent, the colour relaxed every nerve in my body. No view of the sea from the enclosed rose garden. Only the blue sky overhead isolated us in a kernel of voluptuousness. "This on your doorstep." Egon slanted his eyes towards the direction of my cottage. "Come," I said. "I'll show you the tunnel."
When we were young, we gathered stones. Then it was marks on our skin. What will be the talisman for the state we're in? A wiser poet than I once said, "Carry peace in your pocket. There is no hope for God's green earth, but nor will leaving stop it. No, you can't leave the world behind. Wherever you run, there it'll be. Hold a globe in your hand. Peer close at its mystery. Dust to dust, star to star. To get where you're going, start where you are."